Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, football fans? Welcome in to this episode of the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Coming at you with this week's Week 10 DFS plays, recommendations from myself for you to look at as you get ready to move forward with your lineups this week. Going to give you a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end that I think you should have in your lineups. Let's touch base on last week real quick. Aaron Rodgers, what a dud. Top quarterback recommendation for the week. Major letdown. Might be time for somebody to hang up the cleats. We had running back Travis Etienne. He came out and had a very productive game. We had wide receiver Tyler Boyd. He just it was the Joe Mixon show. Unfortunately, Boyd, 5 catches, 40 some odd yards, not a good day. And then of course, we're hoping to hit the stack with Robert Tonyan having a nice game, with hopefully Aaron Rodgers doing what he typically does, and it didn't happen. So in turn, it was bad all the way around. So here we go. Week 10. This one, I'm going to go with quarterback Jimmy G at the Los Angeles Chargers. I think he's going to be in the top 7 this week, even maybe higher than that. Jimmy G is probably not the guy that's on the top of your radar, but he's got a very nice matchup here against the Los Angeles Chargers. The offensive line of San Francisco has very positive attributes as far as metrics go in this matchup. Kittle has a very positive matchup. This is an average matchup for the wide receivers, and if you look at the numbers, the Chargers are actually ranked very well against the pass, or middle of the pack, 14, so they're about mid, you know, right at halfway point. In the rush, they are 29th. So I mean, know most people are going to look at this and say, well, they're just going to run the ball all day on this team. And I think that's probably going to possibly be somewhat true. But in turn with that, you're going to have a Los Angeles Chargers team that is expecting that. So I think that the reason you play Jimmy G here is he's gone 4 consecutive weeks now where he's had at least 2 touchdowns. And you've got Christian McCaffrey, who basically can take a screen pass at any given point in time and create a touchdown for you now. So I'm going to roll with Jimmy G this week. He's pretty cheap in the numbers. He's a middle of the pack price range guy that's going to probably give you top 7 value, if not even better. Running back, we're going to go with Damian Pierce. He's going up against the New York Giants. This is a below average matchup as far as metrics go for the wide receiver room and the tight end as far as Houston. They've shown that they have no true real offense outside of this young man, and it doesn't matter. He's looked phenomenal. He's looked great. He's looked very, very good in the last couple of weeks, and he's gone up against very tough defenses. The New York Giants are 25th against the run. They don't tend to give up a lot of points, and it's not a great matchup as far as the offensive line versus the defensive line. But this is a kid that's a true bell cow. They don't know anything else to do but give him the ball. And yes, he's gone 3 weeks without getting in the end zone, but he's still put up good numbers. It's time for him to get back in the end zone. He'd scored touchdowns for 3 consecutive weeks rushing there earlier in the season, leading up to this 3-game drag where he hasn't rushed one in. But I think you got to have Damian Pierce in your lineups. Again, he's all middle of a pack kind of price point running back that's going to give you that opportunity with the way they play the game in this matchup.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You got to get Damian Price out there. Excuse me, Damian Pierce. Next up, we're going to the wide receiver room. I'm going to go with the Juju. I think it's time for Smith-Schuster to really be on the radar of teams. He's got a good matchup here up against the Jacksonville Jaguars team. They're 22nd against the pass. The Chiefs are coming off a very nice win, a very tough win against Tennessee, but I think this is a great opportunity. He's had two touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, and that was against teams of the likes of Buffalo, San Francisco, and Tennessee. So right now he's heavy in the offense. He's trending in the right direction. He's learning how to take little sling passes and move them forward. I think that Juju at the price point, he's a very, very good option, and you should be looking to have him line up in your lineups this week. Before we get into the tight end, I like to highlight my friends over at Better Edge. Better Edge is the premier no-fee social betting marketplace. Better Edge allows the users to create their own pieces and lines for sports betting positions in 45 states that are often better than you can find anywhere else. Use code NERD at sign up to get $20 in your wallet when you verify your account just for listening to the show. So just head over to betteredge.com/nerd. That's BETTOREdge.com/nerd. And you'll get yourself $20. It's a cool platform. You go over there and it's essentially kind of like a stock exchange of a sports book. So you put yourself, there's people on there that are saying, hey, I'll bet you this much at this price point. Would you like to take the bet on the other side? You put your money down and that's kind of how it functions. You can be the one that puts out the number. You can just buy into a number. You can join contests. You can do a lot of cool stuff with it. So head over there and check it out. Let's wrap this one up at the tight end position. This week, we're going with Cole Kmet at the Detroit Lions. I think you're going to get a top 10 finish here. He's coming off a nice performance where he had 5 catches, 41 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's 2 consecutive weeks where he's scoring touchdowns. Justin Fields is through the roof right now. I know Detroit just really shut down Green Bay, but that has been an offense that has been in turmoil for a while. And I think Detroit is a prime position for somebody like Fields to have a very nice day. The rapport and the hope for everybody that was looking at fantasy in any regard this offseason was that Cole Kmet should have a great year, and it may be happening. It took a while, but it may be happening. So right now I'm going to ride the trend. I'm going to ride what Cole Kmet's been doing. That's consecutive games with a touchdown. The tight end position is very difficult. I think I would rather take the opportunity to get somebody like this cheap and stack with a high quarterback or something like that. But let's roll with Cole Kmet this week. So again, that's going to be Jimmy G at the QB. We're going Damian Pierce, which should be somebody at your running back position. Wide receiver, roll with Juju. And then at the tight end position, we're going with Cole Kmet. Appreciate you guys listening in. Make sure you please like, subscribe, leave a comment, rate the show 5 stars. Give me a follow over at Cole_Schroeder, anywhere that you are on social, or just look up the Buffalo Nerd. I hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy watching the football games and win that money.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.